Chapter 14. It had been a few days since Jason's breakdown, and the desire to murder Bruce Wayne and send him to the nightmare realm hadn't left Danny. It was another night with Jason and his arms twitching and his fire simmering lowly in his sleep. If Danny was a betting man, he'd say that it was another nightmare. Another night of him being haunted by memories of the man who was supposed to protect him and love him unconditionally, hurting him all over again. Maybe it was just because Danny had his own daddy issues, but it just didn't sit right with him. If you were going to be a parent to a child, they were supposed to come first. Their well-being, it was supposed to be put in front of everything else. So, why was it that both Jason and Danny had been given bad parents? Jason, double time, considering his biological parents had been shit too. But both of their parents had chosen their own obsessions, their own ideals over protecting their children, over providing them with a safe space to call home. And while Danny couldn't do anything to fix the problem between Jason and Bruce, there was one thing he could do instead. He listened as Jason's comms activated, alerting him of an Arkham breakout. Jason didn't talk with the bats anymore on patrols, but during Arkham breakouts, it was all hand on deck, and Oracle always made sure to let Jason know about them. Unfortunately for them, Jason was fast asleep. Danny had all but forced him to take the week off, promising that nothing would happen while he was off. And it was true. Danny had asked favors from Johnny and Skulker to keep an eye on Crime Alley for him, and the two ghosts had nearly shit themselves when they realized they were getting the chance to play vigilante. They had been more than happy to help out, which Danny was beyond grateful for. He listened as Oracle listed off the rogues that had escaped, and an evil grin appeared on his face as he heard Joker's name mentioned. A plan started to quickly form in the Haffa's mind. Danny couldn't do anything to fix Jason's relationship with his family, or help them in any way. But he could kill the Joker for him. And he could do it without anyone ever linking it back to Danny or Jason. Danny created 3 duplicates of himself, more than he had made in quite a while, and caused a bit of strain on his core, but it was worth it. One duplicate took his place in the bed, holding Jason close to him. Danny turned to the second duplicate and focused until it grew and stretched and looked identical to Jason. It had taken him a while to learn how to manipulate his duplicates to look however he wanted, but once he did, he had been more than excited. It was a handy trick to have, even if this was the first time he really got to use it for something more important than playing pranks on Sam and Tucker back in the day. "Go down to the coffee shop and hang out together. Drink coffee, only talk in ghost speak, and make sure my security cameras see you at all times," he murmured, and the two nodded before walking out of the room. "And act like a couple," he shot off to them, before he changed into his ghost form. He listened again to Oracle talk about Joker's location and smiled to himself. It seemed like he was going to make a trip to the warehouse. He would get Joker all wrapped up in a pretty bow and present him to Jason. His boyfriend deserved to be the one to get his revenge. Danny changed into his ghost form and flew out of the building quickly and headed to the warehouse district to find an ugly little clown who had been fucking around for far too long. It had been far too easy to find the clown. He was cackling loudly to himself in the middle of an abandoned warehouse, talking to some poor defenseless Gothamite about how he was going to destroy the bats this time, that he was finally going to become the clown king of Gotham City. Invisible, Danny flew towards the Joker and rolled his eyes as he gloated over killing a Robin once before, and held his hand out, encasing the clown in ice. He was honestly disappointed in how easy this was going so far. Ghost fights had always been so difficult, and had really tested Danny's patience and his strength back when he was a kid. But the Joker, he wasn't strong. Sure, he was cunning and smart, but he had no real power. Not when he was up against Danny, that is. For Danny, Joker was weak and insignificant. He was nothing but a speck of dust in the air, and Danny was starkly reminded of just how powerful he was. Sure, he had turned down his opportunity for the crown and had stopped being a hero altogether, but that hadn't taken away his strength or power. He was still a Haffa, a being far more powerful than most ghosts or humans. For a brief moment, he wondered what it would be like to go against a hero like Superman or Captain Marvel. Would they be actual formidable opponents for him? What was their strength like compared to a ghost's? Danny waved a hand and pulled Joker through a portal to the ghost zone on Danny's very own haunt and smiled at him. Inside his block of ice, he watched as Joker's eyes flitted around in pure terror, likely taking in the green skies and purple landscape, and when Danny let himself listen a little more, he could hear the pounding of Joker's heart, beating wildly out of control and in panic. "You'll wait right here, won't you, Jokey?" Danny asked, showing himself to the clown, his head tilted to the side in curiosity as he looked him over. A whimper sounded from the rogue, and Danny just grinned before he stepped back through the portal and found Jason already awake and giving the duplicate an untrusting look. "What's going on?" he demanded. Danny took a moment to find Jason already suited up in his red hood gear, his helmet already sat snugly over his head, and he let out a huff. At least it would save him a little time. Danny shot a look at the duplicate. "You were supposed to keep him asleep. He woke up as soon as you got out of bed and has been interrogating me ever since. I've been having to do everything I can to keep him from going downstairs," Danny the duplicate argued, throwing his hands out. Danny just rolled his eyes and absorbed the being before he looked back at Jason. "I've got Joker encased in a block of ice. Tell me where you want him, and you can finally get your revenge," Danny said with a small smile, arms crossed over his chest. He watched as a series of emotions flickered along Jason's face. Anger, confusion, shock, joy, peace. Each one appeared for a moment before Jason gave him a steely look and nodded before he scribbled down an address on a piece of paper. Danny arched his eyebrow at the location, but opened up a portal to the spot. The two appeared in the middle of a warehouse, this time located in Upper Gotham and definitely not abandoned, just closed down for the night. "Why here?" "Someone will find his body sooner and it won't be linked to us. I don't come here and there's no cameras." Fire crackled out. This time, Danny could hear screams and the sound of metal hitting concrete and flesh in the sounds of Jason's ghost speak. It brought a chill to Danny's very core, just hearing it echo through the building. "What do you want to use?" Danny asked softly. An image of a crowbar showed in Danny's mind and he nodded, creating one of ice, unbreakable and unyielding, the perfect weapon that would disappear as soon as Jason had finished his task. Danny let a portal open, and the Joker, sans ice prison, tumbled out of it. The Joker let out a loud cackle when he saw Jason stalk towards him, spinning the ice crowbar in his hand lazily. "Oh, this is rich! This is hilarious! You think you're getting some kind of poetic justice!" he cackled. "Batsy will be here soon, like always, and he'll choose me over you again. Whittle baby Wobbin," Joker cooed out. The clown went to take a step back, only for panic to appear on his face when he realized his feet weren't moving. He looked down in horror to find his feet frozen to the ground beneath him and looked back up, terror now visible in his eyes. Danny simply smirked as he watched Jason wordlessly raise the crowbar in the air, his eyes a blazing green color. A revenant finally getting his revenge. He smiled as the blood splattered onto his cheek and watched as his love finally got the vengeance he had been so desperate for. Danny watched as the Joker finally succumbed to his wounds and listened as his heart stopped beating. "Is he going to turn into a ghost?" Jason snarled out. Danny shook his head. "It's weird magic, but since he was the mark of a revenant, any chance of being a ghost is gone. It's like a cosmic thing, I guess," Danny said, waving a hand lazily. "If he came back a ghost, it would throw things out of balance, because it would just be a constant battle between the two of you until the end of time." Jason nodded and stared down at the body. He pulled a leg back before kicking the body as hard as he could. "Let's go home," Danny said softly. "We need a shower." The Revenant nodded wordlessly and took Danny's hand in his and allowed Danny to open a portal back to his apartment. Danny led the two of them to the bathroom to shower and carefully undressed his lover. Under the hot streams of water, Danny glided a soaped-up loofah along Jason's body, cleaning all evidence of the Joker from it, whispering to the crime lord of how proud of him he was and how much he loved Jason. He felt Jason's body slowly unwind beneath him, his muscles starting to loosen, his body relaxing. "He's just a man," Jason said. "The fire's soft, the kind of flame one would see dance upon a single lit candle, soft and comforting, a reminder of home." "He is," Danny murmured. I was expecting some grandiose revelation while killing him, like it would be this big and amazing thing. But it was like any other time I've killed someone. The only difference is the anger is gone. Fire sputtered out softly. Jason tilted his head to the side as he thought about it, his lips pursed in thought. Not gone, but not as intense. I don't feel like I'm constantly fighting for control. The anger is still simmering inside of me, I can feel it. But it's not overwhelming, it's not screaming at me to take control. It feels like the anger of someone who got justice. It'll always be there, only less intense. But it's like the moment he died, a wave of peace washed over me. Danny nodded, a small smile on his face. That's what it's like. I see your Revenant Corps chose to stay here, he said softly, pressing a hand to Jason's scarred chest, the rivulets of water running down his torso. Jason nodded and wrapped his arms around him tight, holding his lover close. Neither said a word as they stood there under the hot water and held one another tight. I like that it was underwhelming, that his death was nothing special. It was just me beating the shit out of him with a crowbar, Jason murmured. He's just a man. Besides, I think it's more poetic that he died like that. An anticlimactic death for someone who saw himself as bigger than life. But in all reality, he was just a man and he died like one, Danny murmured, tracing figures on Jason's chest, his face still pressed against the warm skin. A low grumble sounded inside of Jason's core, and he held Danny close as he finally let go, a sob racking through his body. Danny said nothing as he held his boyfriend close, comfort wrapping around him as tight as Danny could manage, blanketing over the couple and reminding them that they were still here. They were still here, and Jason was healing, and they would be moving forward. Together. End of chapter 14.